بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده و نصلی علی رسولی الکریم، اما بعد. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, in the previous 2 weeks, we had discussed the heart which is diseased, the heart that is sick or ill, and we discussed the spiritually healthy heart. And we had mentioned the various signs of a heart that is diseased, and also the signs of a heart that is spiritually healthy. Allah Ta'ala has given us a tawfiq of gathering here to remember Him, to take His Mubarak name. There is only sukoon, pleasure, tranquility, serenity in the name of Allah. If we just take a few seconds and just ponder and reflect, what are we actually doing in this world? When did we arrive? And when are we going to leave this world? What is the purpose of us being in this world? What is our goal? What's our direction? Where are we all heading towards? On this journey, how much have we passed and traversed? How successful are we thus far? Are we moving in the right direction? When we are reminded every single day, 5 times a day, when we are standing in salah, and we say Allahu Akbar, does the azmat of Allah come into our heart? When we recite Surah Fatiha and any other surah of the Holy Quran, or when we bow down in ruku, when we say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, or in sajda Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness? Do we reflect and ponder that we are the bandas, the bandis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are the creation, we are the bondsmen, bondswoman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His makhluq, and He is our khaliq, and He is our mawla. Ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. And we are making sajda before Him. When we are going to leave this world, Allah Ta'ala knows best. The purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created us, are we fulfilling that purpose? Or do we become completely negligent and we forget that we have to stand up before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala one day? Mort will strike in this world. Our a'mal will come to an end. We will have no life whatsoever. People will carry our janazah. Ghusl al-kafan. Janazah salah will be performed. We will be put in the qabr all alone. Man rabbuk? Ma dinuk? Man hadha al-rajul? Questions will be asked. And we have to give jawab. And there is the alam of barzakh. The alam in the world of the grave. Then there is Qiyamah, Ba'ath, Ba'd al-Mawt, and the conditions of Qiyamah, which has been discussed in the Quran, which we hear in various talks of the ulama-i-kiram. And then we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is either Jannat or Jahannam. May Allah grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. And then there is the perpetual, everlasting life of the hereafter. Mawt, death, which we all will taste in this world. Every single person, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every single Nabi, every single Wali, every single human being, all of us have to go through maut. And then we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And then maut will be brought in a form of a ram. And it will be slaughtered. When this will happen, the people of Jannah will become extremely overjoyed. Because they will realize that now there is no more maut. And they will live and enjoy the pleasures and the bounties of Jannah perpetually. And the people of Jahannam see this, that maut is being slaughtered. And there will be no more maut and death. they will shriek and they will scream. And they will cry and they will lament and they will wail. Because they will realize that this now means they will live forever and ever and ever in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. This is a nutshell, the reality of this sojourn, this travel, this journey in this world towards the Akhirah. And we mentioned last week that a person who's got a healthy heart, a spiritually healthy heart, he looks forward towards the journey in the, towards the Akhirat. This journey in dunya, it is enjoyable for him because he's got his goal. He's got his purpose in front of him. And he's enjoying every moment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a clean heart, a qalbi salim, a heart that is free from malice, jealousy, pride, anger, love of dunya, love of some haram, woman or man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq of making dhikrullah. And dhikrullah is extremely powerful in removing the rust that has corroded on our hearts. And if you recall, we spoke about that spot, the black spot. And upon when a person persists in gunas, that black spot becomes larger and larger and larger, and it covers the entire heart. And we gave the hadith last week that either the heart is a white heart or it's a black heart. White, when the person does not have any sins or he makes tawbah, istighfar, his heart is polished. Black, when he fails to make tawbah, istighfar. There's no dhikrullah in his heart. There's no dhikrullah in his life. There's no bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when maut will come in this world, only Allah ta'ala knows best. But before maut comes, we have to polish this heart of ours. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make ruju ila Allah. We have to create that bond and ta'alluq with Allah. You know, we have sometimes, Allah forgive us, and we experience some type of ladhat in masiyat, in sin. May Allah protect us. May Allah keep us away from sins. And we have heard the kalam of our mashayikh that in sin, sometimes a person gets a few seconds of some type of enjoyment, haram pleasures, haram enjoyment. And that haram enjoyment dies after that. It's not for long. After that, there's only nadamat, there's regret. For those few seconds of enjoyment, some type of enjoyment or haram pleasure the person gets, it can never be compared to the ruhani ladhat the Ahlullah have in their heart. The pleasure that they enjoy in the bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, when they are engaged in dhikrullah, when they take the name of Allah, then they are gone in another world. There is some type of sweetness, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah should explain. The sweetness that comes into the tongue of a person, of a dhakir who takes the name of Allah, he just wishes that he would just continue taking the name of his Allah. When they make ibadat, and they say Allahu Akbar, they are taken away in some different world. Why? Because they are engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as though they are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful life that is. A pure life. That enjoyment, may Allah ta'ala grant it to us as well. And that is why the awliya of the past used to tell the rulers or the empress, the Mughal empress, if only you understand and you only come to know what we, the enjoyment we have in our hearts, you will fight us with your swords and you will try and snatch away this type of pleasure which you are deprived of. Perhaps you have the pleasure of your palaces and dunya pleasures, but that is not, that is zero compared to the pleasures when a person who may be a faqir outwardly, may be a beggar, a poor person, he may have hardly anything of the dunya, but he is content and he has a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. As I said, maut strikes, no person knows when maut will come, where maut will come, how it will come. Fortunate that those who pass away in Mubarak places. Just heard today, there was one lady from Transvaal, a sister from Transvaal. She went to Madina Munawwara. I think she arrived yesterday. This morning, she passed away in Madina Munawwara, buried in Jannatul Baqi. She went for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala took her ruh away there. So fortunate she is that she has got Jannatul Baqi. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us a good maut, mautul iman, and Allah Ta'ala give us maut in Madina Sharif and burial in Jannatul Baqi, inshaAllah. Recite Durood Sharif. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the love of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah is so kind, Allah is latif, Allah is khabir. The purpose of these majalis again to make tawbah, istighfar, and to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we are at home or in solitude, then we are making the dhikr of Allah correctly. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم لي غناكم عافر اللهم لي خطاكم عافر يا الله we are weak يا الله Ya Allah, you can see how weak we are, Ya Allah. You can see how helpless we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are your makhluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Rajab, Ya Allah, will just terminate just now, Ya Allah. Then it will be the month of Sha'ban, Ramadan, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in these months, Ya Allah. Make us see the month of Ramadan in a good condition, Ya Allah. In a favorable condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us health, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us strength, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing amal salihah and increasing in the month of Ramadan, may Allah. Ya Allah, let it be an excellent month of Ramadan for us, may Allah. Don't make us waste the month of Ramadan in idle pursuits, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us waste the month of Ramadan, the barakat and blessings of Ramadan, may Allah, in gunas, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend Ramadan correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan can come, let us be prepared, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. You are Ghafar al-Dhunub, you are Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. You are so tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Haleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite us disobeying you every moment of our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite all our sins, you are still so forgiving. You are still so tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have such beautiful names, my Allah. You have such perfect qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love and muhabbat and your ishq, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have just read in the books and we have heard from mashayikh about your love, my Allah. Grant us, even if it is a little bit of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that little bit of love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become true lovers of you, my Allah. And Rasulullah Pahak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our hearts have become darkened and blackened with sins, my Allah. With everybody else besides you, my Allah, we've got filled our hearts with the love of haram pleasures, my Allah. And that has blackened our hearts. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted and corroded, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't get that ruhani enjoyment anymore. We don't get that lazzat in the ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our sajda, we don't enjoy that sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Bring us onto sirat al-mustaqim and keep us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Grant us a strong iman, ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah.
Then we will be doomed, by Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us. Afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our dunya become easy for us. Make the road to akhirat become easy for us, my Allah. Make us be true, successful ones, my Allah. Make us be among those whom you have mentioned. Qad aflahal mu'minoon. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those whom you have mentioned. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. Ya Allah, grant us kamyabi, success in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of bimari, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All those, ya Allah, who have left this world, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Give their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all type of shurur and fitan and mihan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have come here tonight, my Allah. Mothers and sisters at home listening over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, perhaps some masoom child sitting here, my Allah. Some elderly person, some alim or hafiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, some sincere banda of yours. Or some sincere bandi of yours at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever hardships we have, worries and concerns and problems, ya Allah. There is nothing impossible for you to help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the khazana and treasures of yours, which is so full and never gets exhausted. Ya Allah, you have said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. From that baqi khazana of yours, my Allah. It never comes to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us the best of solutions to our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Mawt al-Madinah Sharif, Balgal al-Jannah al-Baqid, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, our musallis, mutalliqin, mashayikh, our students, my Allah. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every begin small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accepted, ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbuliyat. Ya Allah, the ijtima that is taking place, ya Allah, at Lodium this weekend, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it success, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it hifazat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make many jamaats come out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ijtima'as that are taking place, my Allah. And all other good works of deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati imma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.